Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to the show here on Impact 103. It is the 6th of February and I'm excited because I feel something in my spirit today that is just really real. It's really, really real. It's something that not only have I been through in the past, but something that I need to put into practice every single day. And this is the time where we get to do that, where we get to challenge the way that we think so that we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. Now, in Romans 12, verse 2, it says, be transformed. Be transformed. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I want to look at that because we really can change. We really can be transformed. And this brings me hope. This really does bring me hope. And I want to kind of just grab you today, everyone that's listening, and just say, you know, ask yourselves these questions. What is actually happening in my life? Let's just stop. Let's take a look. Let's take account of what it's supposed to look like according to the Word of God and say, you know, ask those questions. What does my life look like? Does it look like it's heading in the direction that I want it to go? Or are there things that are coming up in my life that are taking away my peace? That's taking away my relationship with Jesus? That's taking away my purpose? And these are things that we need to ask ourselves on a daily basis. In Proverbs 23:7, it says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." I'm going to read it again. Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." So stay tuned because we're going to have this amazing conversation about this. I'm going to be testifying and we're going to really encourage each other to stand on the Word of God and believe what God has for us. That's a great line. We want to give everything that we are. And actually, this is what's on my heart today is saying, God, I want to surrender to you. I want to give you everything that I have, but is what I'm doing lining up with where I want my life to go? What are we really doing with our lives? And the Bible said, like we read in Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what are we thinking about? Are those thoughts that we're really thinking about, are we recognizing what we're thinking about? Or are we just letting our thoughts run away with us? You know, thoughts that are not godly, thoughts that are not building us up, thoughts that are actually pulling us down into, as the Bible describes, the depths of Sheol, you know, like this place of death. You know, I've been in moments where my thoughts have trapped me in a way of thinking, where this train of thought has just grabbed a hold of me. And it seems as though, like sometimes for I don't know, sometimes it's hours, you know, my thoughts are just like going in this direction and it's running into this place where I'm not feeling lifted up. I'm not feeling encouraged, but rather I'm entering into this place of like unbelief. This place where I'm like doubting that God is actually going to do what he says he's going to do. But then I've also had these moments when I recognize the thoughts that I have inside of my mind and I do what the Bible is telling me to do. And I say, God, I'm going to take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to you. And what I love about this is that the result is life. I love this. So we can choose. As the Bible says, God has put in front of us death and life, and he's asking us to choose. Choose life. That's what he's asking us to do. And that's what I want to pose the question to you today. What are you thinking about? I mean, it's a good question. Just stop. Just stop for a second. What have you been thinking about? Ask yourself that question. Again, I love this one line that it says in the song. It says, I can feel my strength coming back again. Now, I wonder how many of us actually kind of have been feeling that, where it's just like, man, sometimes I can take a look at my thoughts and I look at what has been going on in my mind and my peace is gone. You know, my peace is just vanished. And I love this scripture in 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power." Now listen to this. "Divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought away captive and make it obedient to Christ." Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear this, I'm like, Lord, thank you so much for giving me the power, like this inborn power, to take a look at my thoughts and choose differently. And I love that word in there that keeps standing out for me in that verse. It says, destroy. Destroy strongholds. Destroy arguments. God has given us the power through the Holy Spirit to destroy them. We don't have to keep on going around the mountain again and again and again. We can stop it at any time. And I'm grateful for this because it makes me able, like that song said, just breathe. Breathe. God has given you the power to destroy them. So let's do that. Let's grab a hold of God. Let's, I don't know, have this warrior spirit that rises up inside of us. And here is Corin Hornthorne with Warriors. And I hope that this really like kind of nails home what we're talking about today as we step up into this place where we say, God, let's go. Awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Dad that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10. Powerful woman of God.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. This show is all about the moments that we can receive the pearls of wisdom that we need in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of information. Okay, welcome to Moments with Mama Daff here on Being Real. If you have just joined us for this series on boundaries, you have definitely missed out because the first two have been very insightful, very educating, and something that I've had to go back on and look up again and again and try to apply it. First, we started defining what is a boundary, how it protects, how it creates safety. And then Pastor Daphne was speaking about expectations and how we can cross over now from expectations, how we can expose those through our clear communication, and now coming to this place of agreement and how our relationships can actually really be bound together in the perfect bond of unity, which is love. So Pastor Daphne, welcome back to this week's version of Moments with Mama Daff. Very excited for this conversation. And
thank you so much.
Wondering if you could just take it straight into explaining how can we get from expectations to agreement? What is agreement?
Perfect. You know, in almost 3:3, it tells us, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet?" And it shows us like we have to meet together in agreement in order to walk together. So agreement has three parts to it. It has to be communicated clearly, both people understand, and agree. You have to have all three parts. Then you move out of expectation and into agreement. Agreement means harmony or accordance in opinion or feeling. It means a negotiated and binding agreement between parties to a course of action. It means the absence of incompatibility. You hear that? The absence of incompatibility between two things. So we want agreement. Both people clearly communicate, understand, and agree to the desire of each other. And now they're in more unity and they're not at odds with each other. It's out of this place of agreement, not expectation, that boundaries can actually be set. And both people actually understand and appreciate the boundaries. The boundaries then bring safety to the relationship or the situation. It establishes trust and accountability, and the relationship can bond in a healthy way and grow into deeper levels of trust and reliability. The relationship is growing instead of being broken apart and damaged again and again. Boundaries equal safety.
Amen.
And again, you just want to check your this equals that sentence in your head, those expectations, and then make agreements instead of expectations with people.
You know, a scripture that actually comes to mind as we're talking about agreements is that one that says, where two or more agree on a thing, it will be established. The whole point of this kind of moment that we're having here is so that we can start to apply biblical principles to our lives to see the benefit, the blessing that comes out of it, so that we can enter more into what God actually has for us and what he did for us on the cross. So how come into agreement on things that are good and not on things that are bad?
First of all, the Bible makes it very clear that we're to think on that which is perfect and that which is pleasing. Anything that is honest, of good rapport, anything that's good, those are the things we're supposed to be thinking upon. So our agreements will always be based off of those biblical principles, things that are good, that are biblical and that are honest, that have good rapport, that are going to just build and enhance the relationship. Anything outside of that is never going to be, people won't be able to keep the agreement because it's not from God. So the agreement gets broken and damage comes into the relationship again. So all the relationship should always have Jesus at the center with the Bible as the authority, with the power of the Holy Spirit as the glue.
Amen. Amen. That is very clear and straight, like down the line. And I love that because I love the fact that we have a place that we can go, the Bible, that is our actual measuring stick on what our morals are supposed to be like, what is true, what is real. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it really is, the Holy Spirit really is the glue that like sticks it all together once you're spending time with the other person and saying, okay, let's discuss this. Let's see what God is actually saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Any relationship that comes together in the Spirit and stays in the Spirit will last. There's a scripture that says, oh, you foolish, do you think you'll start in the Spirit and end in the soul? It's like, that just doesn't work. You start in the Spirit and you stay in the Spirit. You set your moral code, your moral values, your boundaries, all of your integrity, everything that you stand for based in the Spirit and the things of God.
Wow. Challenging. Like I love taking what you say and saying, okay, how can I apply this to me, my relationships with people, and actually take a look at saying, have I started a relationship in the Spirit, or is it just like based in some other spirit that is very fleshly or comes from the enemy? So I love that. Thank you very, very much. I'm looking forward to our next conversation, because I think a lot of people, when it comes down to agreements and talking about these things, might have a real problem when it's like, okay, I need to be brave to actually say what I need to say. And I think we can face that on the next time that we speak together about this topic about boundaries, is actually having that bravery to say, okay, I need to sit down with you and have a good conversation. So, you know, that's going to be something that I'm really looking forward to. So Pastor Daphne, thank you very, very much. And also, if you want to look at more things that Pastor Daphne is involved with, go on through to the different social media platforms, look at It's Mama Daph, and then you can definitely find her. You can also find this moment that we've had with her on our website at www.impactradio.co.za. So Pastor Daphne, thank you, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you. Bye. God bless Bye. You.
I want to actually tell you a bit of a story. I'm going to read a bit of a story from John. Okay, John 2 verse 13, it says, "Now the Passover of the Jews was approaching, and so Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and there he found in the temple enclosure those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting there also at their stands." Now look at Jesus' response to this. It just always blows my mind, actually. "And having made a lash, a whip of cords." Now just think about that. Jesus made a whip. He didn't just pick one up. He actually made it. That's how furious he was to this. Like, that's crazy. He drove them all out of the temple enclosure, both the sheep and the oxen, spilling and scattering the broker's money and upsetting and tossing around their trays and their stands. Now, this is Jesus doing this. I mean, like, whoa. Like, it changes my perspective to what Jesus really does, you know, and his kind of the way he expresses emotion. It's just like, wow. Then to those who sold the doves, he said, take these things away out of here. Now listen to the sentence. Make not my father's house of a house of merchandise, a marketplace or a sales shop. Now, just seeing the way that Jesus reacted to his father's house being used for something it was not supposed to be used for. Take a look at you just for a second, because the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Lord. You housing God in your very body when you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, if Jesus showed so much anger towards a temple that was being used for a purpose that was not what it was created for, how do you think the Holy Spirit is responding inside of us when all of a sudden we're using our bodies or we're using our minds or our emotions in order to express something that is not from Him? I mean, this is like a righteous anger that all of a sudden like comes up. And this is something I really want to put out there. Righteous anger is a good thing. It's a godly thing. Anger, like being angry at someone else, maybe not so much, but righteous anger when someone is doing something that is not godly, or when you're doing something that isn't godly, get this righteous anger inside of you. I mean, I've been feeling it, like, actually, to tell you the honest truth, like this past week, there were some things that were going on in my own mind that I was just like, you know what, Owen, enough is enough. You know, and this like righteous anger rose up inside of me and it just said, I am done with this. And that's how we need to be with like any sin, any unholy thing, anything in our lives that is not godly. We need to get this righteous anger that rises up and saying, I am done with this. And be like Jesus, get it out, you know, make a whip, so to say, in the spirit, and just beat those things out of your life. You don't have to go down that road. You have the power to choose different. And this is what today is all about. It's about choosing different, looking at your thoughts and saying, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going for Jesus. And that is it. Now let's take a look at this statement of righteous anger, because for me it's such an interesting one. What's I find so interesting about it is I've noticed sometimes in my life that there are moments where all of a sudden the passivity stops. You know, sometimes we can just allow things to happen. Like, I know I have many times. I just like allow moments to happen. I allow thoughts to happen and I kind of try to shake it off, but don't really get stuck in to putting into practice what God is actually telling me. Like he says, destroy those strongholds. He says, take them captive. I have a responsibility to actually look at what I'm thinking and take them captive. And it's no longer a passive thing. The warrior inside you kind of rises up. You know that roar that like the lion of the tribe of Judah just gives out? He really does give it through you. You know, and you become active instead of letting what happened to you or your situation or the anxiety of the future or anxiety in any form, you stop it from taking over your life and you say, I'm choosing life. I'm choosing life. I'm choosing what God has for me. I'm choosing peace. I'm done with all of these things that are going on through my head. And I'm saying, God, I'm trusting your spirit to give me words. I'm trusting you because you said in Romans 5, it says that, Lord, you have given me access to the grace that enables me to stand firm. Oh, I love that. That grace is the Holy Spirit. He's the one that gives you everything you need to be able to stand firm and allow God to move. So right here, right now, we have Brandon Lake, who's going to nail this home with, I need a Holy Ghost. We really do. The Holy Spirit needs to give us power. He's the one. So let's do this together with God and say, enough is enough. It is a dear to you. It's been such an awesome time that I've been able to spend with you, and I've really appreciated it. Just encouraging each other to step out in our faith and say, God, I'm going to do something better. I'm going to change. I'm going to take down whatever's trying to come up against me through your authority, through your name. And it just reminds me of a scripture that says, greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. And something I need to stand on, implement at any moment's notice. So grab a hold of those thoughts, take them captive, step into who God really created you to be, and be real in your relationship with Jesus, and make sure that you really know that he really, really does love you.